We are very lucky to be joined in the studio by Daniel Trakel. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I got a bit lost on the way here.
Yeah, it's very it's very hard to find these studios. I think even coming in, there was people were saying, are you here for the seminar? I'm like, no. What seminar?
There's so many buildings.
Yeah. It's a bit of a maze.
You're actually here to talk about your first track of 2019, which is titled Wisdom Boredom. Congrats on the release.
Thanks.
You have described this song about life-altering decisions which come from growing older. How important is being able to reflect for your songwriting process?
Yeah, it's probably a really big part of it, I would say. Because when I write songs, I just kind of try and sit down and zone out and not really think about it too much. And then I'll write down all the words and then I'll only kind of realise what they mean afterwards. So okay. I don't try and sit down and purposely write something out. I'll just kind of, I'll just write sort of subconsciously almost, and then I'll look back at it and then it'll suddenly make sense.
That's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yeah, when I was asked to explain it, I had to, like, actually go back and look through the lyrics. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
And so, is it all from personal experience, or is it just things that come to your head, or...?
Yeah, just things that come into my head, I guess. Yeah, I think probably a lot of it's through personal experience, but, yeah, it's not... it's not a specific story, I wouldn't say.
Do you find the opposite sometimes? Like, you'll read it back and you'll go, I have no idea what I just wrote.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And then sometimes it'll make sense, like, 5 years from now kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Don't really sit and write, you know, think, oh, I'm going to write a song about this and then, yeah.
And your song Wisdom and Boredom is from your forthcoming new album of the same title. How does this track set the tone for the album?
There's a few songs that are kind of similar to this, and then there's a few more, like, sort of more upbeat ones. But I'd say it's a pretty good representation of, yeah, most of the album.
Yeah. And you've gotten some great compliments online about your new track, especially from Triple J, Unearthed. How does that make you feel as an artist, getting that recognition?
Yeah, that's really nice. It's always, you know, you're always a bit unsure when you put something out, because I've generally had the song for like a few years before it ends up getting put out. Like you said, you work on it for a while, then you record it, and then all that sort of stuff, and then it takes a bit of time before it comes out. So
yeah,
by the end of it, you're kind of almost unsure of whether it's not good or you've just, like, you've heard it too many times. You can't be objective anymore. So it's nice when, have some good feedback.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, like, do you find that people, like, hear your music, like, listening to the radio and stuff and go, oh, my God, you know, I just heard your track?
Yeah, sometimes I get messages from people, like, in other countries, and they're like, oh, we took your music on a hike with us through the mountains and it was, like, the most, you know, beautiful time we had just listening to it, and I've got no idea how they heard it. So it's really strange, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really nice.
You also recorded at Alex the Great Studio in Nashville. Fair way away from here. Where Australians like Bob Evans and Missy Higgins have actually recorded while being in the US as well. How did that opportunity come about?
My friend Josh Barber, who produced the album, he was living in Nashville for a few years. So I decided it'd be a good chance to go over and visit him, but also work on some music together again. And he sort of teed that all up, like, just through his contacts in Nashville. He sort of felt like it was, like, kind of like the right price range that we could afford and all that kind of stuff, and it had all the instruments and the rooms we needed.
Yeah, awesome experience.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And who would you say, because as Kelly touched on, you've been in the same studio as, like, people that, like, Missy Higgins and stuff have performed in, who would you say, like, some of your biggest musical inspirations?
Some of my biggest musical inspirations. I really like Elliot Smith. He's one of my favourite artists. I like Ryan Adams. Who else? I don't know, the Lemonheads. I like lots of 90s, kind of early 2000s stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like obviously, stuff like the Beatles and things like that.
If you had to take one artist would, like, island, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Because would I want someone to talk about music or someone I could hang out with and have fun?
Someone who can do both.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
Someone who can cook as well.
Yeah, probably. Someone that's good with outdoor skills and, like, can help survive. I don't know, actually. That's too hard.
Well, speaking of islands, we're going to go to your track Paradise, actually, for the moment. And we're going to come back and you're going to give us a little live performance here in the studio as well of your new track, Wisdom Boredom, and we'll have a bit more of a chat. But for now, here is Daniel Trackle with Paradise.
You are listening to Sass and Kelly on The Hoist on Sin 90.7. If you were wondering what that beautiful sound was just before, that was Daniel Trackle with Paradise. And we've actually got him in the studio now, and he's about to do a live performance of his new track, Wisdom Boredom. Take it away.
Cool. I've been born and died, lost and dead, waited for a lifetime just to be denied. Would you pay the cost? Are you strong enough? No guarantees, no trading back the years you lost. What are you waiting for, son? Wisdom, boredom, sad life, stardom. Been forced in bodies and a hole, but you've come so far, seen so much since then. The what was once will never be enough again. What are you waiting for, son? Wisdom, boredom,
Thank you so much for that. That was amazing.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, if you just joined us, that was Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Daniel Trackle live in studio performing his new track, Wisdom Boredom, that you did release this year. The music video for your track Paradise as well was selected for the Holly Shorts Film Festival last year. Do you have any plans for a music video for this track yet?
I would love to. It's just kind of getting money together to make a video. But yeah, I think I'd love to see this as a music video.
Yeah, what's the process for like making the music video? Like, how do you go about it?
Well, the last one, my friend Raina Kelly directed, and he basically like did it like really cheaply. He managed to pull favors and sort of rent gear pretty cheaply, and we just went out and stayed out in Warburton for a couple of nights and filmed it all, and then he edited it all and did all the extra stuff.
What a good mate.
I know, he's amazing.
And you have also supported some incredible Australian artists as well. The names of Didiri, Hearts, Harrison Storm and Kyle Lionheart. What have you learnt from them to become the best performer you can be?
One thing I've noticed that they're really good at is talking between songs and having, like, interesting stories to say.
Yeah.
Which I'm still working on. Like, I get really nervous and I always, like, end up looking down in between songs and I just don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
So I've, kind of need to work on my on-stage banter a bit. but yeah, obviously they're great musicians and singers and songwriters.
Well, I guess you can practice your stage banter at your residency at Some Velvet Morning in Melbourne. For the listeners who don't know what a residency is, can you explain what exactly it is?
So I'll basically be playing every week throughout February, Thursday nights. So, yeah, it's just a weekly kind of thing.
Yeah, so, like, when Celine Dion has her residency at, you know, Las
Vegas. Yeah. It's a little bit like that, except much smaller and, not as many lights.
Yeah, exactly. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am, because I've got some of, like, my favourite Melbourne songwriters playing as well. So David Weston, John Lee Farrell, and Grand Pine, and Amarina Waters. So they'll all be performing on different nights. And I'm also putting a band together for the last two gigs, I haven't done before, so that'll be cool too.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in studio tonight, Daniel. If you did miss what we just heard, that was Daniel Trackle with his new single, Wisdom Boredom. And you can catch Daniel on tour February 7th, 14th, 21st and 28th at Some Velvet Morning in Melbourne. Some of the special guests you have include John Lee Farrell, David Weston,
Marina Waters, and Grand Pine.
And it is free entry, so make sure you check it out.